I don't think so. Not that I know of.
And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd tell somebody to...
Close it.
Any other way of saying that?
You could say, shut it.
How does that sound?
Sounds all right.
And on some houses, on the outside, you know, the walls on the outside, instead of being brick or something, they're made out of boards that lap over each other.
I mean weatherboards.
Huh?
Weatherboards.
Okay. What material is that?
It's wood, of course. And, I guess in the better houses, it's cypress.
Do you ever, what would you call this? It's made out of aluminum?
Siding.
Okay. You never call aluminum weatherboard? Or weatherboard?
Oh, no.
And if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and to hit the nail.
Oh, a hammer.
And you say, I took the hammer and I whet the nail into the wall.
Hit the nail?
Okay, or I got in my car and I...
Oh, drove the nail into the wall. Driving a nail, it sounds so much more forceful.
Or you say, he's never whet a car.
Drove? Driven?
He
has never driven, right.
Okay, would you ever say he's never drove?
He has never drove? No, I wouldn't say that.
How does that sound?
It's grammatically incorrect.
And you say he doesn't know how to...
Drive?
Okay, how conscious of you are you of, you know, correctness in language and so forth were you? Was that pretty well drilled into you when you were little? Or?
Yeah, I think it was.
How do you react to a person that would say... How do you react to people on the basis of their language? Do you think, are you conscious of...
Yeah, oh, I am, yeah.
Give me some examples of...
Well, let's see. let's see, I'm trying to think. I suppose you can tell people's origins to a large extent by their accent or the kind of words that they use. I don't think there's any question about that. Doesn't necessarily mean what they are today, but you can tell something about their education, where they've been, how they think, whether they think in a kind of a cosmopolitan way or whether they don't see beyond the next block.
How do you, right here in New Orleans, from the, what sort of, a person born and raised in New Orleans, what sort of criteria would you use for guessing that, you know, they're from this section of town, or, you know, they're from this social class, or they went this far in school? Are you, you know, very conscious of what, I mean, you must do that. You know,
oh, I think everybody does to some extent.
Yeah, and especially, you know, since you're very familiar with the city and so forth. But do you know what sort of clues you have? Do you detect in New Orleans speech?
Well, in let's just take an example: the Irish Channel accent, which is common in the Irish Channel, but also in parts of the downtown area, what's called the Ninth Ward.
Ninth Ward
is, say, past Esplanade Avenue, way on the other side of the French Quarter,
mm-hmm.
and may run from the river, say, Esplanade, on out to the St. Bernard Parish line,
mm-hmm.
and from the river, gosh, almost to the lake,
mm-hmm.
although I suppose the older parts of it are closer to the river.
What about the language?
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, you can tell it's what you and I were talking about yesterday. The